For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is quick to condemn a New York Times opinion piece by an anonymous administration official who offers a scathing indictment of the president's character and performance in office.
In what I call the failing New York Times, that's talking about he's part of the resistance within the Trump administration. This is what we have to deal with. And, you know, the dishonest media, because you people deal with it as well as I do. But it's really a disgrace.
The president was clearly upset by the op-ed.
Can you believe it? Anonymous, meaning gutless, a gutless editorial.
The author is said to be a senior official in the Trump administration and claims to be part of a quiet resistance that pushes back against parts of the president's agenda. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said in a statement, "This coward should do the right thing and resign." You're listening to USA Radio News.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're an entrepreneur or a small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. It's an all-cash business, no insurance. The income potential is enormous. You do need startup capital. You have to be serious. You'll have to invest a few dollars. Contact them today to find out if you qualify. To see if your area is available, call 800-235-1462. That's 800-235-1462.
Federal officials are sending out a second warning about Honey Smack cereal, which is contaminated with salmonella, sickening more than 30 people. The CDC's Laura Geraldowski.
We want people to check their homes to make sure that they don't have any of the Honey Smack cereal, and if they do, just to throw it away or return it to where they purchased it for a refund.
Now in a weakened state, Tropical Storm Gordon is still dumping much of the South with heavy rain.
I'm Donna Francavilla in Mobile, Alabama, where Mobile's mayor says they are trying to fix traffic lights. They're removing down trees that have been blocking roadways and have come down on homes throughout the area. In Dolphin Island nearby, there are reports of flooding, roads closed, or roads that are simply impassable. Crews are cleaning up the debris, working to restore power.
One death is reported. A baby in Pensacola who was in a mobile home was hit by a large tree. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
A certain fruit that's used around the holidays is in surplus, and now farmers want to throw away some of the crop. USA's Chris Barnes explains.
A group of cranberry producers asking the U.S. Department of Agriculture for permission to throw out 25% of its harvest this year, as the Cranberry Marketing Committee is frustrated over low prices being charged for their product, which they say is now being overproduced. The percentage being requested would translate into 100 million pounds of cranberries. Some would be composted. Other portions would be sent to charities or researchers, as was the case last year with 15% of the product. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Former NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick hasn't played in the league since 2016, but that didn't stop him from signing a new deal with Nike. The multi-year contract makes him one of the faces of Nike's 30th anniversary Just Do It campaign. The campaign will include billboards, commercials, and online ads. Nike will also create an apparel line for Kaepernick. Kaepernick already had a contract with Nike that was set to expire. The multi-year deal reportedly runs through 2028. He scored a legal victory last week when his grievance against the NFL and its 32 teams was sent to trial by an arbitrator. Kaepernick says the league conspired to keep him out after he began kneeling during the national anthem in 2016. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.